الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده One of the most important aspects in progression in the deen is sohbah. Sohbat. It means companionship. And the best example is the Sahaba Ikram. Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'een. They exemplified the characteristics of sohbat in the maximum degree. We don't call them mufassireen, although many of them were. We don't call them muhaddithin, although many of them were. We don't call them fuqaha, although many of them were. But we do call them the Sahaba. And the reason we call them the Sahaba is because the ultimate thing that defined them was their suhba with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The thing that made them, that gave them their status, the fact that they laid eyes on that blessed face that was brighter than the moon of the 14th, that they spent time in the company of Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a central principle that defines the Sahaba. In fact, if someone accepted Islam and seen the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never prayed, fasted, or paid zakah, but died in a battle after that, or passed away without having the opportunity to do any ibadah, they fall in the category of a sahabi, simply because the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much merit and benefit that it left a mark on them, that sohbat for the rest of time. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the central thing that defines the characteristic of the generation of the greatest Muslims to live. And this is the exact same principle that all subsequent generations held on to. Meaning, if you take the companionship of those who are righteous, you take the companionship of those who have progressed in the deen, then you will be eventually be able to inherit their characteristics. And the Tabi'een inherited it from the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'een. A Tabi'i is someone who saw the Sahaba Ikram in the state of Iman. A Tabi'i has a very, very high status because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْلْ قُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of you is from my generation, and after that, and after. So this is the definition of a tabi'i, a person who came after the Sahaba and spent time with the Sahaba ikram. A tabi'in, that generation that came after and spent time with the tabi'in. In each individual scenario, the way you define these people, the greatest generations in the history of Islam, is by the companionship they kept. So this shows you and highlights the importance of the companionship. Who you keep in your company defines who you become. Anybody, you could take anybody and put them with smokers for 1 month, and they will all start smoking, because that is their companionship. They take an average person, you can take an average person and put them in the companion of the greatest people, and they will become great. Everything is based on your companionship. When you keep the right companionship, that's when you will progress in your deen. And that is exactly what the Sahaba were. They were defined as the people who kept companionship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. obviously, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of companions. And the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in subsequently emulated them. So that is exactly the goal for us, that we should look who our companions are. Who do we spend time with? Who do we hang around? Because those are the people we will become like at the end. So we should search and look for the most righteous in our communities, the people of taqwa. Go and spend time in their khidmah, in their sohbah. Spend time with them. Hang around them. Make them your companions. Ultimately, that is how you will progress, how you'll attain something in this deen. Now, if you look at our lives today, we have many companions. Many, many companions. Unfortunately, those companions hold us back in our deen. Al-wahdatu khayrun min jalisi su, wal jalisi salihu khayrun min wahdati. Being alone is better than spending time with bad company. And the company of the pious, the sulaha, is better than being alone. The first and foremost thing that holds us back is a TV. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you allow these companions to enter into your life, they drag you down. There is no doubt about it that they put ideas into your head. They put a lifestyle into your head. Images into your head. Sounds into your head. Something that tugs at the fundamentals of your deen. Every time you have a companionship with these people, these things, they have an effect on you. You may not realize it. Companionship has an extreme effect. Similarly, what we listen to, what we eat, who we spend time with has an effect on us. In all these, we have to search and really, really search. Think deeply about each of the companions we keep. Each of these will have a impact and effect at the end. And at the same time, we should also look for good companions. The ulama have written the attributes, the qualities, the sifat of these people. People who follow the Sharia, who place importance on the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, internally and externally. People who regularly recite the Quran. People who come to the Masjid. People who regularly spend their wealth in charity. Those are the people you want to hang around with, to spend time with, to sit with. And eventually, you will become like them. And we have this chain in deen. Somebody spends time with their teacher, and other people spend time with them, and other people spend time with them. And eventually, the entire community rectifies itself. You will see this all over. People change their lives. A sister will put on the hijab when she stays in the sohbah of the pious. Allah then grants her the tawfiq to wear a hijab. More time will be spent with the pious. Families change. That's because the companionship of that one person that spent time with the sulaha, they got affected, subhanAllah, from the company of the sulaha. Now that person who's been affected, who spent time with the sulaha, they have that sohbah. So when they go back, they have that effect on them. And that affects their family and who they hang around with. So it's that chain of spending time with the sulaha, and then it has an effect. Sohbati salih tura salih kunad, sohbati talih tura talih kunad. It has nothing to do with words. The Prophet ﷺ was silent. more than he spoke. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his blessings on those kinds of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his blessings on those kind of people. And then when you sit with them, you ultimately benefit. So Allah's rahmah is continuously showering upon them. And when you sit with them, you get that rahmah. You ultimately benefit. So this is one of the most important concepts of deen. Unfortunately, we don't realize it. It has nothing to do with books. It has nothing to do with lectures. Nothing to do with conferences and conventions. It has to do with simply finding people who are righteous, who are pious, spending time with them. That's how you improve. Goal for each and every one of us is to establish the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sharia in our lives. The way you do it is through the companion of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the tawfiq to do so. Meaning you spend time with those whose hearts have been developed. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has developed their hearts. And this has been the tradition all the way from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba spent time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Tabi'een spent time with the Sahaba. The Tabata'een spent time with the Tabi'een. After that, all the righteous people sought the companionship of the Mashayikh. And the ulama spent time with them and learned from them. Subsequently developed themselves so that the next generations could benefit after them. This deen is transmitted by interaction with one another. All the books in the world can be burned. The deen will continue. Yet if you remove all the mashayikh from the world and you have all the books present, nothing will exist. That is exactly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sends a book alone. Sends a prophet with the book. Because it is exemplified and the deen is learned from person to person. That's the means of transmission. So place an extreme amount of emphasis on your companions. Find those who are most righteous in your community and spend time with them. Spend time in the masajid. And eliminate the company of those people and those things that will bring you down. Especially nowadays, it's less people and more mechanical things, mechanical devices that hinder our progress. TV, radio, internet, reading, anything that can that causes a distraction or pulls you away. So we need to eliminate those things. Completely eliminate, you know, eradicate those things from our lives and to move forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to establish these simple things in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to find the companion, the company of those who are guided on the straight path. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.